This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, good. Good. Sorry, Manny. I jumped the gun. That's how fired up I am to get rolling here today on a Friday edition of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Hi, everybody. How are you? I'm Scott Hennen. At your service, ready to go to work. What can we do for you? Give me a call at 800-228-0550 and tell me. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here. Right there.
Think of it as work. Think of it as just having fun.
We are having a little fun. Yeah, it's not work when you're in Watford City. That's what I always say. Or Target Field. We'll be there on Monday. Oh, baby! Can hardly wait for that.
You get around, huh?
No kidding. Watford Friday, Target Field Monday. It is, after all, the home opener. So it's news, Todd. It's a major event.
Gotta be covering the news story. There you go.
Exactly right. Yeah.
I gotta learn from you more.
You can text Todd at 701-226-8503. We're in Watford City. Been telling you we'd be here for a few weeks, I guess, because there is a big day here today. The Law Enforcement Center of McKenzie County is opening. It's a joint effort between the county of McKenzie County, the city of Watford, and, of course, in addition to that, the nice computer's beeping. Dinging, actually. It's kind of a ding-dong computer. So you have Watford, you have McKenzie County, you have the North Dakota Highway Patrol has an office in here. The BCI has an office in here, so it's unique. It's also a recognition that times they are changing, and you need more jail cells. Honestly, this is a correctional facility and a large one, and a joint effort between all these entities. So we'll tell you about that as we go throughout the program today. Meet some of the folks that made this happen. And talk about what's happening in Watford City. Also, University of Mary expanding here. Some new programs there in town today. So we'll check in with them, too. And in the meantime, just a whole lot of time to find out what's on your mind. I want to give you a big shout-out, the listeners of this fine program, because remember earlier in the week, somebody called about some frustration over Heidi Heitkamp being undecided on how she would vote on Neil Gorsuch, Donald Trump's Supreme Court nominee. And, we have talked about, and we will talk about, a whole host of issues, be it repealing Obamacare and replacing it, tax reform, trade policy, building back the military, taking care of veterans, all things that were important and discussed during the presidential campaign. I would argue nothing supersedes the importance of his decision on who is on the Supreme Court. Because we saw a Supreme Court that was fast moving away from interpretation of the law and the Constitution as a guide to another legislative branch, really. And so Donald Trump during the campaign said, here are some people I'll nominate. Sadly, Antonin Scalia dies a few months before the election. He died in February, the election in November. And it's really too close to the election to allow the current president to put forward who that nominee would be. That is a precedent employed during the Reagan years and is often called the Biden rule because Joe Biden is on tape. What's amazing to me is you have Democrats on tape. I could play it for you over and over and over again, defending, doing whatever they feel they need to do to thwart the Constitution or any traditional norm related to Supreme Court nominees, and then when the shoe's on the other foot, they argue the exact opposite. That's how shameless they are. I mean, you can say, well, here's Chuck Schumer now, here's Chuck Schumer then, and they're exact opposite. How can I mean, if I did that and sold cars for a living, you'd never buy a car from me. You'd think I'm some kind of kook. Yet you do that, and you're the Democratic leader of the United States Senate. So Heidi Heitkamp, of course, had to bring that up. She thinks Judge Merrick Garland got a raw deal, but nonetheless decided to vote for Neil Gorsuch. I don't think that happens without you. I really don't. I mean, in all reality, the vote last November should have been enough, but she was tossing and turning and undecided and getting all that pressure from Chuckie Schumer. And then a few of you called and said, let's just call her, tell her to be brave. And she says she's made the decision to support Gorsuch. She says she's made it despite Senate Republicans blocking Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit Chief Judge Merrick Garland's nomination to the High Court during the Obama administration. Quote, this vote does not diminish how disturbed I am by what Republicans did to Judge Garland. Senate Republicans played politics at its worst with an honorable, deeply qualified jurist. What is Chuck Schumer doing right now? What is the Democratic Party doing right now with Neil Gorsuch? Are they playing politics? Are you disturbed by that, too? Where's that quote? I don't find that quote in here. Can't find it. I'm looking. I can't find it. I'm looking, 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 looking. Can't find it. In the end, she deserves credit for doing the right thing. Senator Heidi Heitkamp did the right thing here. Why did she do it? I'll leave that to you. Why do you think she did it? You can tell me. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com as well. Governor Doug Burgum, Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford, Attorney General Wayne Stengem, and other state leaders will be in Watford City today for this ceremony, for the opening of the McKenzie County Law Enforcement Center that'll happen a little bit after the program today. So a big day in Watford City, and that's on my mind today. Anything else? That's up to you. It's Friday. Let's just throw the phones open and lay it on me. 800-228-0550. I would like to see if we can get a little consensus on why it is you think Heidi Heitkamp voted or is agreeing to vote or announcing her support for Neil Gorsuch. Why do you think that's going on? Your savvy group of astute, observers out there. I know you have a pretty good idea, pretty good radar on why that might be, and I'd like to learn from you. So let us know today on the program, would you? That'd be a good thing. And, if enough of you call, then Todd won't have to say why he thinks it is. Because he likes to keep his for last, kind of hold him a little close to the belt, you know what I'm saying? So, there you go. We're brought to you in part today by the energy of North Dakota. What is the energy of North Dakota? Is it folks that want to stay connected and share small moments and big ideas? Travel from point A to point B in hours, not weeks? Want the temp to go up inside when it goes down outside? That's kind of nice, right? Creature comforts. We want them all. And we want to continue elevating the quality of life for North Dakotans and the rest of the country. These technologies, these innovations, responsibly producing North Dakota oil and natural gas make it all possible. Building a better future with the energy of North Dakota, one of our fine sponsors on What's on Your Mind. Here's a theory. Let's go to Fargo and Jim. Jim, what do you think?
Well, I don't know what the low-rent Democrats are up to. They're going to take the people that might have trouble getting reelected and let them vote for them, but those like Chuck Schumer and them where, they'll get elected no matter what, how pathetic they are, still vote against it. So they're using the old, the ones that are probably would be held accountable by their constituents. They're going to allow them to vote, but they'll still have enough to filibuster on Betty.
So this is all calculated. Let the ones go that we don't absolutely positively need because it could be a political problem for them.
That's exactly what my opinion is. I hope I'm wrong, but I don't trust a Democrat as far as I can throw them, and I couldn't throw a penny in Nick or foot. So that's what they're up to. I would be willing to bet somebody on that.
Thank you, Jim. Appreciate your call. Others welcome at 800-228-0550. Texter says, as a politician, when you're bought and paid for, this is what you get. When you're bought and paid for, this is what you get. Andrew in Jamestown, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, Scott. Ted, you know, I'm not real up on this whole deal with this guy asking for immunity. I'm not even sure what exactly. I haven't paid enough attention really to understand where he part he plays in this. But my question is this some sort of ploy to take the heat off, or is this actually something legitimately to be concerned about?
Well, my theory on what's going on with you're talking about General Flynn, and I see that President Trump has also urged him to take immunity, saying this is a witch hunt and they're looking for anybody, so I wouldn't go up there and talk to him either without a promise of immunity. That's what the president advised. But with General Flynn and the others, Russia is the new code word for we lost and that's why this election was stolen. It's a political game on the part of the Democrats. There's no credible evidence anywhere from anyone that the Russians had an influence in changing the outcome of the election. Nowhere. None. Did they try? Yes. Should they be held accountable for that? Absolutely. No question about it. But this is a game. It's all politics, trying to wave off the Trump administration on the important work they need to do.
The program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming machinery and land auctions include farm equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Wild Rose, New England, Hillsboro, Watford City, Cheyenne, McCluskey, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional cropland auctions in Wells, Dickey, and Grand Forks counties in North Dakota, and cropland auctions in Clay, Norman, and Becker counties in Minnesota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Wow, what a deal on a tractor at Titan Outlet Store. Guaranteed iron at outlet prices. Now with a 2011 Case IH Magnum 290 valued at $124,618. It qualifies for Titan's 12-month, 500-hour warranty. 10% down with good credit gets you this excellent planter, sprayer, and harvest tractor. See it at TitanOutletStore.com. Call them at 218-233-3700. Great tires, too, with 70% tread remaining. See it at TitanOutletStore.com and tell them Scott sent you to receive another 11% off.
Get inspired and have a fun-filled evening with the return of the Benham Brothers, the Family Policy Alliance of North Dakota annual dessert. April 3rd in Bismarck and April 4th in Fargo. FPA of North Dakota, formerly NDFA, brings back David and Jason Benham, authors of their new book, Living Among Lions. Hear their exciting new message of conviction, courage, and humor. April 3rd at the Ramcota in Bismarck and April 4th at the Fargo Holiday Inn. For reservations, call 701-214-5565. That's 701-214-5565.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey, why don't you defend the idiot at NSA this morning who needs immunity before he can testify? Well, him and Trump both said if you need immunity, you must be illegal or caught red-handed or whatever. Careful how you choose things.
Caller, I believe, is referring to Michael Flynn, who was the first Trump administration national security advisor. I wasn't at NSA, it was at NSC, but I think that's what you mean. And there was a report again for the earlier caller that he is offering to testify. Wall Street Journal, citing officials with knowledge of the matter, reported on Thursday Flynn had sought immunity from the FBI and the House and Senate intelligence panels in exchange for his testimony. The House denied the Journal report, saying Michael Flynn has not offered to testify in exchange for immunity. According to a committee spokesperson, the FBI declined to comment. The Senate committee did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Flynn is now the target of unsubstantiated public demands by members of Congress and other political critics that he be criminally investigated, said his attorney. Kellner said Flynn would not submit to questioning in such a highly politicized witch hunt environment without assurances against unfair prosecution. I think you'd probably ask your lawyer to do pretty much the same thing if, in fact, those reports are true. I don't recall what you're saying as far as Trump and Flynn both saying anybody that wanted immunity before they testify is obviously guilty. Don't remember that comment. May have happened, but obviously the circumstance is a little bit different here. I think everybody ought to testify. Yeah, I really do. And I think this whole issue is it's fake news. Russia is fake news. There's so many assertions about what it means that are not accurate. The only real illegality we know about any of it is that leaks have happened, illegal leaks, and names have been unmasked wrongly. Michael Flynn messed up. He didn't go to the vice president and disclose his conversations with the Russians in a manner that was considered forthright. Okay? What he did wasn't illegal. What he did was quite common of other incoming national security officials in a particular administration to begin those dialogues. There's nothing wrong with having the conversation. Nothing. He messed up professionally, ethically, with his boss. That's why, you know, that's what Donald Trump couldn't get over. Said, regardless of whether you're right or wrong over here, you didn't do that right. It's just stupid, folks. It's stupid. It's stupid. It is designed to be that smokescreen that is the swamp. And look, if you hate Donald Trump and you're mad he lost, you know what you are? You're getting reeled in. You like that, Todd? That's my...
I was just about to ask you.
Reeling in noise.
Wow.
You're getting reeled in. You're getting sucked in to the vortex. Because you didn't like Donald Trump. You're mad he lost, so you want to grab onto anything to say, see, Russia. And it's stupid. It's a political blunt force instrument to try and prevent as much as possible him getting anything done. I'm so sick of it. I can't stand it. I really am. It's just typical Washington swamp garbage. Let's see who's next here. Dean in Bismarck, save me. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Hey there. I was just going to make a comment about with Heidi. You know, you try to get the radio station for months and months, and you never hear a word of her. You don't know if she's alive. Well, all of a sudden at the White House, and Heidi suggested something or a bill that she voted on, and it passed. Boy, you hear her 5-6 times a day on the radio, how great that Heidi is. But guess what? 2 more days, she'll be gone, and you never hear from her until it's voting time.
Well, I am amazed that she's not more accessible to the media. And I'm also amazed the media doesn't do more to call her out on it. I mean, when asked, we explain, look, every time we ask, they come up with an excuse why they can't come on. I mean, that isn't a diss to Todd or I. That's a diss to you and every other voter in North Dakota. And I think you're right that it ought to receive a little more attention because it goes to how she operates in a seat you gave her, the voters of North Dakota. So at that point, you're fair. But she is a darling in the media. She really is. So that's why whenever she does anything, they blow it up like it's the greatest thing ever, when really it's a nothing burger many times. It's just how it works. You got a lot of folks who lean to the left in the media, and that's the way they play. Bismarck's next. Galen, you're on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Thank you for taking my call. Two things. One, just because Heidi came out and said she's planning on voting for Gorsuch, we still need to be vigilant and call her that we want her to be voting to confirm Judge Gorsuch. The other thing is, I think you're absolutely right. This is a smokescreen in Washington to keep President Trump from putting forth his agenda and his way to combat global terrorism, the Third World War is another word for it I use, as well as illegal immigration into the United States. That's what I wanted to say.
Well said, Galen. Appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Jeff in Jamestown, you're next at 800-228-0550. Go!
You're supposed to be innocent until proven guilty, so I don't know what Flynn is so about. And Trump said this many a time, if you need this, it must mean you're guilty. But which side do they want to be on? I can't tell where they want to be.
Who's we?
What do you mean, who's we?
I can't tell what side we want to be on. Who's we in that sentence that you're saying? I'm just trying to understand who you're...
Trump and company. Unless he's forgot, what's he need immunity for if it's a witch hunt?
Well, I mean, I read the statement of the attorney, and I'm just guessing if you're Michael Flynn and you go see an attorney about testifying in this and you see a witch hunt, you'd ask for the same thing. Doesn't mean you're going to get it.
So to me, he's no better than the Dems who hide under the same thing. I've never seen a bunch of, none of these politicians can ever stand up and just do their job. It's some hideout, do this. Well, I don't think I said, the basket's getting smaller things to choose from.
Yeah, and I don't always agree with the lawyer's advice either, right? So the lawyer's probably saying, hey, you got to do this, you got to ask for this, because they're trying to set a trap for you, and they're going to get you, and they got to get some money.
And then it paints the picture that he isn't going to tell the truth on anything. And so now
from the committee standpoint, he can go up there and plead the fifth, right? He can go up there and say, hey, I'm not, and we saw it a lot during the Obama years, right? IRS folks and other people, playing those games. So that's the downside for the committee. They want to get to the bottom of this, so that's why... I think he got a lawyer that's saying, that's what he's. But again, this is why are we sitting here talking about immunity and over a Russia investigation when it's a nothing burger? It's nothing other than a ruse to try and make sure that the things that Donald Trump promised he would do during the campaign, build a wall, build the military up, fix the economy, don't get implemented. That's what it is. It's a game. So
okay,
I don't like getting sucked into the game.
Then Flynn should get up and tell what he knows and done, and let's move on. Right?
Yeah. Yes, that'd be perfect. On the other hand, I empathize with Michael Flynn, who is the subject of a witch hunt. And when you do that, when you testify, you go get an attorney, and an attorney's going to tell you to do this. He'd tell you to do the same thing. He'd tell me to do the same thing.
I'm back to the point of it was witch hunts during the Dems' time in office. Now we're on witch hunts during this time. And in reality, nothing's getting done except playing around, fooling around, right?
Yeah, well, that's why I'd like to get beyond Russia. I mean, you're back to my argument, for sure. Appreciate the call. Texter says, Scott, Heidi can't do anything right, and President Trump can't do anything wrong. Sad. just call him as I see him. I don't think that's right. I'm waiting for Heidi to do more right, though. I think that's fair. More coming up.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Troy Oglem of Northwood. We invite North Dakota farm women to a two-day event, April 12th and 13th, celebrating women in North Dakota agriculture. On April 12th, join us for Women to Women Soybean Marketing Seminar with Naomi Bloom, an expert at advising farmers on how to manage their cash marketing needs and properly use futures and options. Naomi helps farmers understand the importance of managing basis, cash flow, and contracts. This day-long seminar will be at NDSU Commodity Trading Room in Berry Hall in Fargo. Seating is limited. Registrations are accepted on a first-come, first-served basis. On April 13th, we are offering Women Advocating for North Dakota Agriculture at the Fargo Holiday Inn. Both events are free, but registration is required. Register by contacting Stephanie Sinner at the North Dakota Soybean Council office. For more information, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Says, I thought Donald Trump won the presidency. You just said folks were mad that Trump lost. Oh, did I? I misspoke if I didn't. I'm mad that Trump won is what I meant to say, obviously. And those that are mad that Trump won love the Russia deal is what I was trying to say. Now, the texter, it's obvious your callers have never had the government out to get them. Government has unlimited resources. Flynn does not. Yeah. All right. I'd just be very happy when we're not having to talk about Russia or Michael Flynn or any of the like, to tell you the truth. I'd much rather talk about red iron. Really, really nice red iron that comes with an 11% Scotch special off an already low price, 11% off. I'm talking about Titan Outlet Stores, 2011 Case IH Magnum 290, sitting on the lot right now. One of the nicest tractors on the lot, friends. $124.6 for this thing. The best part, it qualifies for the Titan 12-month, 500-hour warranty. So just 10% down gets you this excellent planter, sprayer, harvest tractor, a great return on investment. Tires are looking good, 70% tread on the 380 R38 front tires. Let me take a look at my notes here on the back tires. Yeah, the rear 380 R54s, rather, 70% trading too, tread remaining too, and some 4,000 pounds of wheel weights included in that as well. So a lot of reasons to give them a call today. Remember to tell them Scott sent you. Get that 11% deal off. They're online at TitanOutletStore.com, TitanOutletStore.com, or call them at 218-233-3700. You want to see it? Minnesota Exit 6 off I-94 at Titan Outlet Store. Our friends down there take good care of you. The place with wholesale pricing on used ag equipment, added value, like warranties, money-back guarantees included. And they take pride in providing world-class, thoroughly inspected, used agriculture equipment at outlet prices. Guaranteed iron, outlet prices, TitanOutletStore.com. We are in Watford City today. I mentioned that earlier because the Law Enforcement Center is opening up. And our next guest is the jail administrator, the correctional facility administrator, Ken Rooks. Hi, Ken. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm good today, Scott. How are you?
Nice to see you. It's got to be, I feel like, a new baby's arrived and ready to come home here, right?
Yeah, we're very excited to have a new facility.
So what is this? Describe what this facility can do.
Okay, well, we started out, Scott, with our current facility's 21 beds. We're going to be moving over here to a 130-bed facility. Moving from a Class 2 facility to Class 1, meaning which we can hold inmates up to 1 year here, and we'll be able to provide a lot better services for the citizens of McKenzie County.
So when you only have 20 beds or 20 jail cells and you fill up, at that point you're renting rooms or cells from other other facilities,
That's
right?
That's correct. We're moving inmates around the state on a daily basis. Most of our inmates go down to Dickinson to the Southwest Multi-County Correctional Facility.
And that costs money.
It does.
To transport them and to rent the other the cells.
And
right?
It also creates a higher security risk by moving these individuals across the state.
So there was a time when you were out of space in your own facility here, right? And also didn't have any other space to rent. Right?
That's correct.
That's what motivated this facility, huh?
It is. And just to have everybody in this under one roof is going to be nice for communication, and we'll be able to work together as a team.
McKenzie County Sheriff's Office, North Dakota Highway Patrol, Wofford City Police Department, BCI, all have offices in this facility, and it's governed in a fashion where everybody comes together, right?
That's correct. We're under a joint powers agreement between the city of Wofford City and the county of McKenzie.
So, you know, as far as, you know, when you're building a jail in 2017 versus a jail that was built 10 years, 20 years, 30 years ago, what's new? What's different? What's more secure? What do the citizens or the taxpayers get out of a facility like this?
Well, I think we're obviously going to be more secure. We're going to have good ADA facility so that we can house individuals that have ADA issues. I just think that we're going to have better classification so that we can house people that will, in a better classification system, Scott.
Meaning just more secure?
More secure, and then we'll also have those that are less secure as far as our minimum security individuals that we'll be able to release into the community for treatment, work release, and that'll help out a lot, too.
So how will you populate this facility? I mean, you have 28-some-odd beds now at the current McKenzie County facility?
Right. So right now, we only have 35 inmates, and that's all we'll be moving over when we do make the move, which will be later on next month. So I think it depends on what the court system does as far as bond and sentencing structures, so we'll see how that turns out.
So 35 inmates, and then obviously you would have the vacant cells. Do you rent out of this facility to other places that need space as well?
We can, Scott. So we just worked with the Joint Powers Commission on that. We will be putting some contracts together, and if any counties out there do need space, we will be able to house some of their inmates.
Interesting. Well, new day in law enforcement in western North Dakota, quite a facility here, and congrats on your part in making it sing.
Thank you very much.
Good to see you, Ken.
Good
Thank
to
you.
See you.
Ken Rooks is the administrator here at the correctional facility. Our guest on What's On Your Mind, we're going to chat with Doug Norby, who's part of the governing body of the Joint Powers Commission that Ken mentioned. He's also chairman of the McKenzie County Commission later on. Gene Veeder is going to stop by. We're going to meet some folks from the University of Mary, and I hope to catch up with some of the people that helped design this. I think one of the things we forget about is when McKenzie County and the city of Wofford City decided to build a new facility like this, right? They put out bids, and that's work for people in every corner of North Dakota. Icon and Construction Engineers were two vital partners in this particular facility, both Grand Forks companies. So, you know, here's a Grand Forks company that's contributing to this project. That's good for the economy. It's just all around a good thing. So it is fabulous. 800-228-0550. Let's go to Mandan, and Brandon is on the line. Brandon, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about that latest Ryan Care bill that didn't pass that Paul Ryan pulled off the floor of the House. And I was listening to Congressman Kevin Cramer talk about it the other day, and it really made me mad. I just wanted to point out that bill was highly unpopular with the voter base that voted Trump in. It had a 17% approval rating on that bill, and he was talking about tax credits, how people take tax credits to pay for their health care. Well, I'm sorry, Congressman Kevin Cramer, that if you don't pay taxes and you get a tax credit, that's called a subsidy, and it's no different from Obamacare.
not only that, there are so many other aspects of the bill that were so poorly written and so hard to be distinguished from Obamacare. For instance, it made it easier for illegals to do voter fraud to get insurance. And it was poorly written. It was pushed through in a hurry. And for him to talk down Rand Paul, in my opinion, led the base, the Freedom Caucus and all of us conservatives that got President Trump elected in the first place. And so I don't trust the GOP in the first place. What did they do for 8 years of Obama? Absolutely nothing. They handed him everything on silver platter. The only thing they stood up for is for the Supreme Court nominee, Merrick Garland. They obstructed that. And that was it. So why would we trust the GOP? And why would I listen to Congressman Kevin Cramer talk down Rand Paul of the Freedom Caucus and peddle this horrible bill? It was a horrible bill. It was poorly written. It was pushed through in the dark. And I don't know what President Trump was thinking when he was advocating for this bill.
Maybe it's time
Congressman Kevin Cramer got out of Washington.
All right, Brandon, appreciate the call and the comments. Actually, Rev, maybe have you save that. You mentioned you heard Congressman Cramer. I'd love it if you'd call him and just ask some of those questions. One particular one that stuck out was your claim that the bill would make it easier for illegal immigrants to get health care. I don't know. I haven't heard that before, but I'd like to know more about, where that particular provision is in the bill. I would also wonder if, people that like Rand Paul or any other member of Congress that had a particular idea. I mean, what I know of the Freedom Caucus is they were in the room negotiating on things they saw as an improvement to the bill. And, they would say, we must have this. Something related to pre-existing conditions, for instance. And they say, okay, we got it. All right, we got a deal? Yep, we got a deal. And then a day later, no, I got to have this. Oh, okay, there you got that. Day later, oh, one more thing. I mean, when you're dealing with people like that, that's. I'd rather Rand Paul and, 30-some members of that Freedom Caucus just get in the room, make it better. It just seemed like it was more about sending out press releases and jumping up and down and having your hair be on fire rather than actually trying to fix it. And you're pretty quick to dismiss the success of Donald Trump, who was behind the plan, and obviously I would argue would be the most political of all of them. I mean, most politically revered of all of them, right? I mean, I think Donald Trump's standing in a lot of the Freedom Caucus districts higher than the Freedom Caucus members. I don't know about Rand Paul, but I would assume the same thing in Kentucky. So I wouldn't dismiss that as easily as you did. My point is, whatever you have in the way of a plan that you think makes it better, get in the room and get it fixed. All right, a couple of calls that came in over our break. Roll those, Todd, if you would.
Scott, as we end the legislative session here coming to a close soon, there were some issues as far as vehicle licensing that were going to be addressed or thought that would come up. Have you heard anything on that at all or anything that has happened on that? Thanks.
Vehicle licensing. I'll send that to some folks on the Transportation Committee and find out for you. Don't know the answer. Next one.
Good morning. End of March here. Donald Trump's been in the office here for a couple months. Just think of the things that we would not have, if he would not be sitting in the president's office. He's made a pretty good change already. Supports the positive side to me. Have a good weekend. Thank you.
Yes, very good point. A lot of things that have at least been undone from the mess and things put in motion to fix a lot of what ails us. So I agree with you completely there. I think that's a great sign. And it's important to remember that. It's just so easy to get caught up in all. Washington, going back to this Russia example, is like a big blob. Whatever the blob, the swamp decides is going to drive the day in the wave news story, regardless of the facts, regardless of what's being done, is what will drive it. Because, the swamp includes the media and folks right there in the swamp. So that's what you get. Good point.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. AEDs are designed to be used by a sixth grader with no prior training. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC First Aid Coordinator Shelley Dahl discussing how easy it is to use an AED.
So you get the AED, you bring it to the person. It's really, really easy. Turn it on. It will tell you, remove the clothing from the person. Make sure they're dry and clean of hair. Remove the pads from the plastic liner. Place them on the patient as you see on the diagram. It's right on the diagram. You put it on, it will say, do not touch the patient. At that point, it's really important not to touch them because it's actually reading what's going on in the body. And then at the end of that, it will tell you whether it needs a shock or not.
Be sure you have the confidence to be the help during a cardiac emergency. Register for a CPR training today. Go to www.ndsc.org to find a course near you. That's ndsc.org.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Great night rest at Teddy's Presidential Suites last night in Watford City. Love staying at Teddy's when I'm in town. That's a great spot, really is. And they have, of course, fine facility. Encourage you to stop on by. I did bring my pillow along, though, because that's the one thing. Just like Linus, I've got to have my pillow, right? And get a great night's sleep on the road, nothing like it. Then you're raring to go, whatever you're doing. And it is your last chance to take in the March special National Sleep Awareness Month deal, 50% off two MyPillow premium pillows and two Go Anywhere pillows, free shipping for orders over $100. You can call them at 800-506-9028, 800-506-9028, or go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. That's a savings of 50%. Monday will be a target field for the broadcast, a home opener for the Minnesota Twins. Hope it's nice weather. That'd be kind of fun. Dave St. Peter, of course, a Bismarck native, now president and CEO of the Minnesota Twins, will join us. And looking forward to that, talking a little opening day, and always love catching up with Dave, so that'll be great fun. Our special broadcast on Monday brought to you by Sweeney Cleaners. Folks in Fargo-Moorhead know Sweeney Cleaners quite well, of course. For the best in dry cleaning, plus drapery cleaning, alterations, suede and leather, and more, they do it all. Make Sweeney Cleaners your choice, bringing you our special broadcast Monday. Twins baseball, Target Field, the whole deal. Should be a blast. We never come to Watford City without talking about the University of Mary, because the University of Mary is part of the community here. And with us to talk a little bit about all the great things happening there, Greg Vetter and Rachel Brasher here from the University of Mary. How are you guys?
Good morning, Scott. We're doing great.
Good morning, Scott. It's great to be here.
A lot going on. We're also joined on the phone by the University of Mary Chair of the Graduate Counseling Program, Associate Professor, to talk about their new Master of Science in Counseling Program. Dr. Juliana Nevland is with us. How are you?
Hello,
Dr. Nevland. Nice to have you back on the program. We appreciate it very much. So let me start with you, Greg. How about that? And just, you know, a lot happening. You got a 2030 vision. We've talked to Monsignor Shea about this and Jerome Vetter, but, I mean, it's a the School of Engineering and in the construction programs and so much going on. Give me a quick update. How are things going?
Things are going fantastic. As you know, Vision 2030 got kicked off about 4 years ago, and Watford City's been part of those discussions the entire time. And, you know, with the opening of our new residence hall last fall, our new field house in January, and our upcoming opening of the Lumen Vitae Center this summer, the expanded programs, like you had mentioned, engineering and other things, Watford City's been integral in helping us move forward in that regard.
And, of course, there is a campus here that's part of the Rough Rider Center, and it's one of the places that you can take part in the new Masters of Science in Counseling program, and that's what Dr. Nevland is here to tell us a little bit about. For folks in our listening audience, tell them what they need to know about this new program, Dr. Nevland.
Sure. Thank you so much, Scott. One thing I wanted to point out right away is that we have a significant mental health shortage in the state of North Dakota. In fact, only 6 out of our counties meet the mental health requirements. So that means that 47 of our counties are short on mental health providers, and that would include the Watford City area. And what we really wanted to do is try to serve the community and train the individuals to be able to practice addiction counseling, clinical counseling, or school counseling so they can meet that need that exists in Watford City and elsewhere in North Dakota.
Sounds to me like some good job security for some future graduates of the University of Mary. So, and those programs offer right here. I mean, you can go to class right at in Watford City, along with is it 9 other locations? How many are you at now, Rachel?
We're at 7 locations.
7 locations all across the state. And you're also working on a new education initiative with the folks here in Watford City. Always something new happening, but give us a little snapshot of what you're working on.
That's right. We're part of an exciting initiative working with Job Development Authority, Small Business Development Association, the county, and the city in Williston State College to make sure that we're providing education that's needed in this area because we want to be able to educate people here so that they stay here, that they're attracted to work in Watford City, and they're adding to the community.
So some new things coming on that front as well, new offerings.
Absolutely. Be looking out for that in the next couple of weeks.
And how's it working out at the Rough Rider Center?
Oh, we're so happy to be there. We're there right in the front doors. We have a staff member here who's always willing to help. His name is Bob Nelson. And we're looking at offering classes, as Juliana said, in counseling this fall, as well as undergraduate business programs offering this summer.
The innovation that continually comes from the University of Mary is what most impresses me, Greg. Just because, I mean, there's a year-round campus, there's satellite campuses, you know, obviously you have Rome campuses and international options as well. So online offerings are well-known, pretty much anything for the student. You're just meeting their needs, right?
And that's exactly right. We talk about it every day when we're talking about different initiatives and how we can serve. And it goes right to our mission, meeting the religious, cultural, and educational needs of the people of this region. and beyond. So we have a long, deep history of being innovative and being entrepreneurial as well.
Good stuff. And, of course, the University of Mary team here today to help congratulate the community of Watford City and the county of McKenzie County on this beautiful new facility. So a very important part of the community. Thank you all. Appreciate it.
Scott, thank you for having us. It's a pleasure.
Good to see you. Thanks for stopping by. And Dr. Nevlin, best of luck on the new offering at UMary.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
The Master of Science and Counseling Program. We wanted you to know about that. And Rachel Brash, along with Greg Vetter, Executive Vice President, and Dr. Juliana Nevlin, University of Mary Chair. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, also I'll tell you more about what's happening here today in Watford City with this brand-new law enforcement center opening. More of your calls, questions, and comments, too. Hang tight. We'll get to your calls coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
We're talking saunas today with Vince Webger from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. We talked a lot about the hot spring spa. The hot tubs are the best. I have one. I own one. I don't have a sauna, and you've told me I should. Why?
Well, it's really a health and wellness device like no other. It does a lot of the same things that a hot tub does, but it does even more. For instance, it boosts your immune system. Every time you sit in a sauna, you get that natural runner's high because their body's releasing the natural endorphins. And that's why you come out of it feeling like Superman or Superwoman. You're really charged up. Your energy levels are high. And it's because of that that you don't, you don't need a flu shot. Your immune system is at an all-time high if you sit in a sauna on a regular basis.
And they're easy. Plug them in.
Yeah. If you got an outlet in the home, you have the number one product on the planet, as said by the Mayo Clinic for Health and Wellness.
Simple as that. Stop and see Vince and his team at a Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 location near you. Why not? Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Fargo 2.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's Improve Pro 1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent pending technology.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411. That's BigAgenda411.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather-tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.